From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States on Monday vetoed a draft UN resolution rejecting President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The veto came after all 14 other Security Council members voted for the resolution. This is U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
For decades, Israel has withstood wave after wave of bias in the UN and its agencies. The United States has often stood beside Israel. We did not on December 23, 2016. We will not make that mistake again.
The veto highlighted the isolation of the United States over the president's announcement that the U.S. Embassy will be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That effectively ignores Palestinian claims on the city. President Trump warned Monday that the country's greatness is being challenged by rival powers, but he promised the United States would use every instrument at its disposal to ignite what he portrayed as an American awakening. He laid out his new national security strategy during a speech in Washington. He pointed to Russia and China as his chief concerns. He said both countries, quote, seek to challenge American values, influence, and wealth. But he promised that Washington, under his leadership, would not back down. He said, whether we like it or not, we are engaged in a new era of competition. American success is not a foregone conclusion. We are declaring that America is in the game, and that America, he said during his speech, is going to win. This is VOA News. At least six people were killed and more than 30 others wounded when a Taliban suicide bomber detonated his explosives-packed vehicle late Monday near a security convoy in southern Afghanistan. Officials say the bombing occurred in Lashkarga, the capital of the restive Helmand province. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. In Libya, the mayor of the coastal city of Misrata has been abducted and killed after returning from an overseas trip. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. South Africa's ruling party has elected a new leader, Cyril Ramaphosa, who will likely be the party's presidential candidate in the next national election. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Funde Sunwabo, a delegate from Gauteng province, acknowledged that the ruling party, which he has belonged to, he said, since he was 20, has issues. The ANC has lost ground in recent elections, losing control of three major cities to the opposition.
I think we do have problems, and I'm glad that our leadership is admitting that we do have problems. But then we can't continue mourning and analyzing the problems. We've got to work out strategies of how to get out of the situation in which we are.
The party's outgoing treasurer, General Zweli Mkhize, said party leadership is aware of calls for Zuma to step aside as president now that his term as party leader is over.
We took a discussion, that discussion in the past. When it arises, I think the ANC must deal with it at that point. At the moment, that issue hasn't arisen.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
A passenger train derailed in the northwestern U.S. state of Washington Monday during its first ever run along a faster new route. Some of its cars fell on a busy highway below. At least three riders in the train were killed. Local officials say more than 100 others were injured when 13 of the train's 14 cars jumped the track. Five vehicles plus two large trucks were hit by the train cars that derailed. Some motorists were injured, but none died. Amtrak, the company that runs the passenger train, said 78 passengers and five crew members were on board the train, part of a newly expanded and faster rail service between Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon. Monday marked the first day that Amtrak began operating four new trains on the route. President Trump expressed his condolences for the victims of the derailment at the beginning of a speech he made here in Washington on Monday. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.